This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. I'm Chuck Hinman. It's Thursday morning, time for Artscape, and I'm joined this morning, as usual, by producer James Baumgartner.
Good morning, Chuck. What's not so usual this morning is our location. We're not recording in the studio. We are out in the field. We're at the Providence Performing Arts Center for a behind-the-scenes peek at just how this historic theater operates.
And it's a peek that the public also is invited to take. Coming up this Saturday afternoon, PPAC and Doors Open Rhode Island extending this invitation. And to tell us more about this is PPAC General Manager Alan Chilley.
And thanks, Alan, for having us here this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you come to the theater this morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about the room that we're in right now? Not quite the entryway, but the next room in.
Sure. This is the main lobby of the theater, and it's the area where everyone comes through the lobby into the main theater. It holds about 1,800 people, and when this theater was built in 1928, Marcus Lowe, who built these all around the country, wanted you to feel like you were in a palatial palace when you came in. And so if you notice, there's very decorative lobby with a lot of the Art Deco look into the curtains and the different things and the elements in the room.
A lot of shiny things in here as well. Almost, is it actually gilded or is it just gold paint?
No, it's actually gilded. In the summers of 1998, 99, and 2000, over the three summers, we repainted and regilded the whole building.
So is this pretty much what it looked like in 1928?
Pretty closely. At the tour, we will have some of the original photos of this lobby in the 20s or 30s available. They're in black and white, but you'll notice the same detail in the lobby and some of the draperies that were here we have on our long-term plan to put back. But pretty much it looks very similar to the 1928 theater.
Where do we start off with the tour, then?
You want to go to the booth?
Yeah, sure.
Alan led us upstairs to the top of the balcony behind where the audience sits.
So we are now in the projection room of the PPAC, and if you look out some of these windows, you can look down to the stage, into the house, and you can see these follow spots, which are used to follow cast or performers when they're in the building. It also has two movie projectors, and these are the old containers where films would be placed. So, you know, there's some neat stuff, like when you open some of these old cabinets, it says here, house open 10-6-28, which was 1928.
What's most striking about the projection room is what's on the walls. They're lined with logos of the different Broadway shows that have played at PPAC, along with signatures.
These are the people who actually operate the follow spots, the touring on the road, and our local stagehands work with them. And these little logos that you see all on the road are done by the different touring people that come up to the booth, and they list all of the different people that were working on that show. So you can see Les Mis in 1996 right there, and some of these go back into the 80s, but it's pretty exciting. I mean, Zorba with Anthony Quinn, that was in 1985. So there's some really cool stuff up here on the walls, and this will be open for people to see on the tour on February 1st.
When I first walked in here, I thought it was graffiti. And then I looked closer and I said, well, there's no obscenity, so it's probably not that, but it's like the history of what was here.
It is, and it's put on the original walls. The green walls you see in this booth were the wall colors from the 50s when it was the Lowe State Theater. Those were the people working in here on the road and as well as the local station. So these would be follow spot operators.
So forget about the stars of the play. This is the cruise place.
This is
so
the cruise place.
It's where we're recognizing the people who are behind the scenes.
Right, and they're on headset and they're getting their direction from the stage manager on the stage.
If you visit on Saturday, you'll be able to go on the PPAC stage.
This is the view what every performer sees when they come, and this will be open on the day of our tour. Amanda Motter, our technical director, will be on the stage to kind of talk about how the stage operates and how shows move in and out of the theater. The building was built at 3,232 seats. It now sits around 3,100 and change because of ADA seating, our soundboard location, and when we reseated the orchestra, when we reseated the house in 2005, we took out three rows of seats to give more leg room to the people in the first 15 rows because it was the tightest of the theater. In 1928, people were smaller, and so the seats were smaller. So we try to do that when we can. Also, the Wurlitzer organ will be played, which is the Mighty Wurlitzer. It's one of only three five-manual Wurlitzers that the Wurlitzer Company made. Five manuals meaning five keyboards. So they can make different sounds on different keyboards. So as people as the organist plays, they can go from keyboard to create different sounds. It's on a lift and it comes up out of the floor and plays as the organist comes up, and it comes up to stage level. And then after the organist's done, he has a little switch and he can hit the button and he goes back into the floor playing the organs.
These touring Broadway shows go to theaters all across the country. Is there anything standardized about back here so that they have an easier time going in and out of different places?
Yes, so we're called a touring house or a roadhouse, meaning shows come here, they unload, they play there week, month, and then they're off to a new city. So you need certain things so that they know whatever theater they go to, certain things are capable. So one of them is the stage rigging system, which is these ropes right here.
Those ropes go up to the 70-foot ceiling.
That are installed in all theaters that are placed on 6-inch centers. So if you look up in our grid loft here, you can see that every 6 inches, there's a pipe that's attached to a batten which comes down to this rope. So any one of those can be brought in and scenery could be hung on that.
Every touring house in the country is at least 70 feet high and has all the same ropes, more or less?
Right. They may not be 70, but they need to be 60. What will happen is certain shows will say, we can't play your theater. And our renovation that we did in 1994-95 changed us because we were a vaudeville / movie theater when it was built in 1928 as a movie theater. And the history was it was a movie theater till 1971, then became the Palace Concert Theater and did some rock and roll in the early 70s. And then it was owned by the Dario family, and Mrs. Dario started doing 99-cent movies in 94-95. She called it the Ocean State Theater at that point. And then they were going to knock the building down because it was in fairly bad shape. And that was when it became a performing arts center, called originally the Ocean State Performing Arts Center. It opened in the fall of 1978. But in 1994 and 95, when Phantom of the Opera was going to tour America, they said, you either fit the show the way we've designed it, or we won't play your city. So we spent $7 million and extended the stage onto Pine Street, created a dressing room wing, did work on our rigging, and that kind of led us to the major tentpole shows, we call them, which would be Wicked and Lion King and Jersey Boys and Hamilton, that thankfully when we did that renovation in the 90s, catapulted us able to do that going forward.
So you can thank the Phantom of the Opera for instigating the renovations that made the Providence Performing Arts Center what it is today.
The PPAC Free Open House is this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., and there's more information about it at doorsopenri.org.
And we have a few behind-the-scenes and historical photos on our website, thepublicsradio.org/ARTS.